Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 54. And on Wednesday, sunny again with a high near 83. And in the news, Wisconsin Public Radio Online is reporting the state Senate is scheduled to vote today on a proposal that would penalize healthcare workers for failing to provide care in the rare case a baby is born alive after an attempted abortion. The plan was introduced and passed by the Republican-controlled legislature during the last legislative session, but it was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. The reintroduced plan is likely to follow the same trajectory this session. Evers has already vetoed several GOP-backed bills related to abortion since taking office. Under the bill, if a baby breathes, has a beating heart, or shows movement of voluntary muscles following an attempted abortion, healthcare workers are required to provide immediate medical care and ensure the child is immediately transported and admitted to a hospital. The penalty for failing to do so would be a felony charge with a fine of up to $10,000 and up to 6 years in prison. Supporters of the plan argue it guarantees life-saving treatment for all newborn babies in Wisconsin. Opponents argue the measure is unnecessary because healthcare providers are legally and ethically bound to attempt to keep babies alive in the rare circumstance they are born alive after an attempted abortion. The bill has yet to be voted on in the state assembly. The state of Wisconsin leads the nation in the number of students who are referred to police. And Wisconsin public school staff called the police on students at twice the national rate from 2017 to 2018. According to a report by the Center for Public Integrity, 9 students out of every 1,000 were referred to police compared to the national rate of 4.5. The report was based on data from the U.S. Department of Education. Latino and children with disabilities were most often on the receiving end of a police call during the school day. Black and disabled students were actually referred to police at twice the rate of the overall student population, Wisconsin Watch reported. For black students, referrals to police occurred most often in the Sparta Area School District, Sheboygan Falls, and Portage. Disabled students were most often targeted in White Lake, Webster, Rhinelander, and the Dodgeville School Districts. Milwaukee's rate of 7.2 per 1,000 students was lower than Wisconsin's overall rate of 9 per 1,000, yet still higher than the national average, as was Madison's rates of 6.2 per 1,000. According to Cops and No Counselors, a report by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, that drew on civil rights data from the Department of Education in 2016, millions of students were in schools with police officers in the building, but no counselor, nurse, psychologist, or social worker, that according to the Wisconsin Examiner. The ill effects of over-policing youth last into adulthood, according to the Center for Public Integrity's report, quoting, black respondents who experience contact with police by eighth grade have 11 times greater odds of being arrested when they are 20 years old than their white counterparts, researchers found. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.